Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor. Please take your seat, take out your textbooks, open them up to page one. Please close your mouths, because class is in session.
Oh, you're on your eloquent tip today, huh, Professor? Real nice and dapper, never there. Please take out your tip.
Don't be a smart ass. Nobody likes a smart ass. Nobody likes
on?
A smart ass. You know what? Take your ass down the old shack in the scene's office right now. And tell them what you did.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen.
Old Shaq Hennessy.
Yo, I'm trying to do the show, man. You stupid. Thank you for tuning in to episode 32 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call into the show is 858-777-8433. Make sure you call in and let your voice be heard. Make sure you press 1 on your mobile device in order to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to cover today. Well, not really a lot, though, but we got a lot on one subject that everybody's talking about, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But before we do, I just want to give a shout out to my mama, because I love her. I'm a lover. Just want to say that. Redskins running back, Mr. Geis. Knee injury, out for 6 to 8 weeks. It's like that's what he's known for being injured. He was out all last season for injured knee. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the ACL tear. So he was out last year for that. Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback, ruled out indefinitely. And we got mono. We got mono, son. So he's ruled out for this Sunday's game. Odell Beckham Jr. Man, okay. I'm going to start here, man. I'm going to start here. We all know about the watch saga, $350,000. First of all, I don't even know how much this damn watch is worth. Some reports say that the watch is worth $350,000. Then I read another report that said it was worth $175,000. And then I read another one that was like $250,000. Like, they don't understand. Okay, look, it's still a lot of damn money. How about we just say that? To just cut to the chase. We all know about that drama, that saga. He says he's going to continue to wear the watch, which I think is dumb and asinine. Regardless if he can or he cannot, it's just a watch that maybe because it doesn't mean that much to me. And if I'm a player in the NFL, I don't think that it's much bigger of a deal to wear a watch with all them damn diamonds on there on the field because you can't do nothing with it. And, you know, maybe he branded himself. I'm not exactly sure or what his intentions are. I mean, if he's getting paid for it, then I can see, you know, that being, you know, sensible. But other than that, I just don't understand it. But we're going to move past that, though. But he's talking about some other things in the news. He's calling out defensive coordinator Greg Williams for dirty hits. Odell Beckham Jr. says that the matchup between the New York Jets this weekend is going to be a good one. However, he accuses the defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, for directing Browns players to injure him. At the time when he got injured, when he was with us, the New York Giants. And I do remember the speculation about when those events were occurring. But he's not a fan of Greg Williams. A lot of people are not fans of Greg Williams, but Professor X Factor, the floor is yours. Odell Beckham Jr. saying that he thinks Greg Williams is a dirty player. He's a dirty defense coordinator. He gets people to go out there to headhunt to hurt players.
Is Greg Williams the defensive coordinator for Cleveland right now?
No, he's the defensive coordinator for the Jets, who he's playing this Sunday. That's why he's bringing it up.
Oh. If you get hurt, playing will be validated.
He didn't play him yet. He's just saying that he thinks he's dirty.
I said, if you get hurt, then your complaint will be validated.
Oh.
If not,
okay.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, shit. What do you want me to say? Like, where you yeah, you're so cool. 100 in a box smoking ass down somewhere. Just play ball, son.
Hey, man, you know, I do understand somewhat of a legit. I think he has a legitimate gripe, somewhat of a legitimate gripe, because Greg Williams has not had the greatest reputation around the National Football League, stemming from the New Orleans Saints back in the day, you know, the bounty hunter scandal and all that good stuff. So I can kind of understand why he would feel the way he feels, or maybe he's feeling kind of paranoid. He's like, look, man, I don't need to be playing against this guy's team, because the last time I played against them, they hurt me on purpose. That's what he's alleging. They hurt me on purpose. So who's to say that they won't do it again? So I kind of can understand why he's feeling some type of way. But, you know, it is what it is. But before we move on, Professor, we got a call on and let him through. Call us from 973 area code. Caller, you on the air. What's the name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's Lou from Jersey.
What up, Big Lou? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, if you're a Jet fan like me, not so good.
Not so good.
First, we lose Quincy to his injury, and now Darnold's going to be out for about 2 months.
Yeah, I saw that, Quincy Unawa. I saw
Quincy
that.
Unawa.
What was his injury again? He's out for the season. What was his injury again?
Yeah, it was a let me look that up again, because, you know, it's a very serious injury. But still, I mean, getting to Darnold for a moment, of all the things that could happen, he has to contract mono. Oh.
Right. Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. I announced that earlier at the beginning of the show that he has mono. I was like, damn, I said, really? Of all the things you can get wrong with you, you got mono? I'm like, man, not an injury, just mono.
How many guys in the game were you on the team you were kissing anyway? Oh.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A neck injury he has, by the way. He has Quincy has a neck injury.
Neck injury, that's right, because he had a neck injury last season, too, as well. I do remember that, yes. Well, let me get your take on it, Mr. J-E-T-S, Jets. Odell was talking about that he doesn't feel the fact, doesn't like the fact that they got to play the Jets this weekend because he has a bad history with your defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, saying that he directs players to be dirty and to hit dirty because he got hurt. When we played them last year, when the Giants played the Browns last year, and Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns last year, but now he's with the Jets. To that, you say what, Big Lou?
Well, I mean, you know, and this was a very hyped-up matchup that they were supposed to be on Monday, but now with all the injuries that happened, it's looking to be like a nothing game now. But and I thought maybe the Jets would rebound from last week's loss, which I don't think should have happened anyway.
Right.
If you didn't miss that extra point, the outcome might have been different.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you. I mean, yeah, you sound like me, man. I mean, I definitely understand your pain. But let me ask you.
No, you don't want to vomit afterwards.
No, I hear you. But I got to ask you this, though, before I let you go, Lou, before I move forward. Do you blame OBJ for kind of feeling the way he feels? Because last time Greg Williams' team did play him, they did hurt him. So do you think he has somewhat of a legitimate gripe or not?
Well, maybe a little bit of a gripe. But I think the more important thing is that they're making a big gripe, but nothing about over his watch.
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Right. Right, right.
I mean, that's more like the biggest gripe, you know, with that. So he's wearing a watch. Big deal. So what?
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on
that
one. I personally, I don't get it either. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, I don't care if he wears the watch personally. But obviously now it is a rule. I guess it's a rule. But some people say it's a rule.
No,
some
there's
say
no rule you can't wear jewelry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But if I'm not mistaken, there is a rule that you can't wear hard objects. So obviously, that's like if you put a knee brace on or elbow brace, they always want you to wrap it up with some type of padding. So I just think, to me, it's you're right. It's all senseless. I could care less for real, for real. I don't matter. But even if I could wear it, I wouldn't. Still, I'm not wearing $250,000 on my damn wrist, man, to play on the field, man, for something
right.
to happen to me. Okay, if it is insured. So at the end of the day, it's just some things just don't make sense, regardless of how you look at it.
No.
But, yeah, but I got to let you go, Big Lou, and I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much,
sure.
man. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
You have a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our man Lou from New Jersey, man, and I got to go ahead and let my brother back into the conversation, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my man, Executive Chef Q Drakeford is on the line. What up, Q?
Now, you see, I'm trying to figure out what the hell took so long to put me on the line.
Because I was talking, brother. That's why.
No.
Oh, here we go, man.
When you were talking, the words you should have used was, hold on, let me put the man on the line.
Hello.
Whose background is that?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Who is on the typewriter?
It does sound like a typewriter.
Yo, somebody is on a Murder, She Wrote typewriter.
Angela Lansbury typewriter.
I'm trying to tell you.
I think that's Professor.
We know it is.
Yeah,
you sound like a 4-year-old DJ.
Yeah. Well, hey, Professor, real quick.
All you need is T-Pain in the back.
Yeah. Crazy. Professor, I'm gonna put you on mute just for a little bit, man. Just for a little bit. I'm gonna get back to you. Q, since I already got you on the line and since we're sitting here talking about what's going on with this deal, before we get into the main part of the show, which everybody's talking about.
Okay, so what's the deal?
So the deal is, we was talking about, I wanted your thought about Odell Beckham Jr. saying that he does not trust Greg Williams, and he thinks that Greg Williams is going to set the players to pretty much injure him. He said he thinks Greg Williams is a dirty defensive coordinator. Did that you say?
Yeah, he sounded like a pussy. Yeah, he sounded like a pussy. he sounds like somebody that has
right.
a couple of body parts that are injured, sore, and healing.
Okay.
And he's about to go up against a top-tier defense.
Gotcha.
And a coordinator that knows how to win by any means necessary. So because he cannot control neither the 11 men on the opposite side of the field nor the coordinator, then he wants to indirectly implement a microscope from the league to help him succeed by making sure everybody, quote unquote, is on their best behavior. So I'm gonna make up some shit and put it in the media because he's a pussy.
He's a what, man?
Because he's a pussy.
Okay, one last thing, man, before I get to
Wait. And let me emphasize something real quick. For anybody that says, oh, you weren't told like that when he was a Giant, yes, I was. You just wasn't fucking listening.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this real quick, man, before we move on to the next thing. Maybe the biggest story. What's up?
Ain't no biggest story. What's the biggest story?
What everybody's talking about, brother. But what you think about the watch?
What's everybody talking about? What I think about the what?
The watch. That's what you think about the watch.
The watch. What watch?
Odell Beckham Jr.'s situation about him wearing the watch is $250,000, and they're going to fine him, but he says he's going to continue to wear it and doesn't care if he gets fined.
So what's the topic or question?
No. No, I
was right,
just
answering the question by saying this stupid shit sounds stupid and redundant to me. The fact that y'all are asking a question with the answer in it, nobody's opinion is irrelevant. He doesn't see a problem; they do. He's gonna wear it. They're gonna find him. He's gonna pay it. So what's the actual topic? I'm lost at this. Why is this the subject? How is this the most?
Oh my God, man!
Because
you're people
are stupid,
man. Or are you just going to let? Oh my God!
Wait! Pause. What you're not going to do is interrupt my answer. If you ask me a question, this is my answer.
Okay,
now
wait a minute. Hold on, stop, son.
Didn't I just tell you you're not going to interrupt me?
No, wait a minute.
You've been talking to me
ever since you got on here. So don't do that.
No, that's you not letting somebody finish. It's over talking once you intervene.
Oh,
it ain't over talking if I'm speaking.
Go ahead, man.
I'm done.
You got it.
I'm done.
Oh, with all that. And now you're done. Okay. All right. So check this out. What I would say was, damn, look, you done got me. I forgot what the hell I was about to say. Hey, Professor.
Because all you about to do is repeat some shit. What you were saying was, this is the most talked about topic, which you said. And you wanted to see what my opinion on it, which that it was. And there should be no opinion from anybody else, and that's my opinion.
That's not what I was talking about.
No,
when
that may not be what you about to talk about next.
You're doing it now. What I was saying was... As far
I'm
as
doing what
talk,
now? I'm talking lower. You said I was over-talking.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to do this all day. This is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to do.
What I was saying was that the topic,
the most talked about, was supposed to be Antonio Brown, not Odell Beckham. That's what I was trying to get out, and you just wouldn't let me. That's what I was trying to say. So all I wanted to know was, did you have something to say about the Odell Beckham Jr. watch? And then I was going to move on to the big topic of Antonio Brown. That's what I was trying to get to.
The next time, say that before you ask me the question.
Oh,
don't ask me the question and then say that. Learn how to lead into it. You sit nigga. You going to ask me a question. Wait till I'm answering it and then say it's
that's
big
not
topic.
What I. Okay.
What?
All right, man. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yo. But at the end of the day, this dude here, Antonio Brown, I'm going to start with you first, Professor. Antonio Brown, we all know his situation, for those that don't know. Let me just say that to be clear. He has an allegation against him for sexual misconduct, sexual assault, rape, whatever it is that you want to call it. Supposedly, this action had happened in 2017 and 2018 by his former trainer back in college. Supposedly, this girl said that he pretty much violated her, and he denies all claims, saying that it was consensual, there was nothing that was bad about the situation. He didn't force himself on her at all. This is pretty much another damn story about another, in my personal opinion, another black athlete that's about to bite the dust. This shit is far too common for me. But, Professor X Factor, your thoughts about the AB saga with this sexual assault allegation? That's my first question. Your thoughts about it?
The bitch lied.
How did she lie, man? How do you know she lied?
Well,
what kind of question is that?
Like, I mean, bro, like, you know.
How do you not know she lied?
You didn't get raped once.
Thank you.
You didn't get raped twice.
Thank you.
You are the onlyest bitch on planet Earth that got raped three times while not being somebody's hostage by the same dude.
Okay.
So, one time she said Antonio Brown positioned himself behind her and masturbated. I don't know. Look here. We all grown folks. So, I'm going to say it in a kind way, though. Anybody ever beat the meat? You know that noise that it makes you now? You can actually hear that. So, you trying to tell me somebody was standing behind you beating their meat. And you didn't hear him back then?
Okay.
And he ejaculated on your back.
That was the story, right? That was supposed to be
that.
Okay, really, Q? really.
But that was the
I was just giving the example that
I
you
knew
could
that
hear.
Was you.
But that was the claim.
I was just giving the
made.
Example that you
now,
could hear.
Now, after she makes that claim, Antonio Brown is like, look, I never sexually assaulted this woman. We had a mutual, you know, mm-hmm. intimate relationship, but
mm-hmm.
I never assaulted her.
Mm-hmm.
So she claims that he's not telling the truth. He did assault her. And then Antonio Brown throws a haymaker from hell. And he posts three different video clips. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
This looked real comfortable sitting on his bed. She looked real
mm-hmm.
comfortable sitting on his lap, putting her middle
mm-hmm.
finger up at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Or not so much her middle finger. It almost looked like she was trying to talk shit to the guy that was her fiance at the time when her and Antonio Brown were screwing.
Right.
Because she kept putting her ring, her engagement ring, in the camera.
Okay.
And then I guess when Antonio Brown didn't want your ass no more. Hey, ladies, look here. For all of the ladies, let me explain something to you. When you meet a guy and y'all, you
meet
know,
him.
Talking trash or whatever.
Talking trash.
You know, don't stop telling men, yeah, my coochie going to make you do this. My coochie going to make you do that. Your coochie ain't going to do nothing but make your ass another single mother. That's all it's going to do.
All my single ladies.
Y'all are terrible.
Now put your hands up.
Let me stop you right there, and then let me get to Q real quick, and then I'm going to ask
you.
Decided
to dip. Now you want a trip, because your brother noticed, man.
Your thoughts.
All my single ladies.
What do I got? Did you answer the damn question? Your thoughts
because
about
what's the question?
Oh my God, boy! Oh my God, you're gonna make me drink! I swear to the Lord! God damn, you're gonna make me drink!
I'm gonna make you what?
Drink!
Hey, Wait a minute.
You about to get a bottle of that Wichita Yak.
Whatever. What's your thoughts about the AB saga, man?
Oh, that's the question? Okay. My thoughts about the AB saga is Antonio Brown will be playing week two as a New England Patriot against whatever team
sure.
that they're going to beat. Unless the NFL intervenes at the last second. So all of this shit is rendered moot because this is a civil suit, not a criminal warrant.
Not a criminal
warrant.
Suit. Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's
which,
not facing charges. He's not going
he
to jail.
You? Yeah, but that's what begs the question, like if he raped you or sexually assaulted you, why would you not press charges? You know,
and
you
the
could
other
have
thing,
done
the
you
other,
could have
the,
pressed
the,
charges and got paid.
The other thing is this. The other thing is this.
What'd you say, Q? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, the other thing is this.
Okay.
If, and I mean if, in some way, shape, or form, this
mm-hmm.
alleged accusation did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would have known about it way before now.
I can do that.
At least one person, even if it's just that up a long cousin from Kansas. Somebody would have known something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And mm-hmm. the other thing is this. If it was known, which it was not, prior
mm-hmm.
to him signing with the Patriots, which it was not, Oakland
mm-hmm.
could have used that as the reason to drop his ass before any of the bullshit started piling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everybody's been blindsided by this. The NFL wasn't aware. New England wasn't aware. Because
right.
Antonio Brown wasn't even aware.
Right. Right.
Okay. Like, let's be real. He done manifested all of these fake situations, except for his little frozen feet. He manifested
right.
all of these problems in order to get out of his contract, when all he had to do was be like, "Hey, y'all, I'm being accused of rape." That's all he would have had to say. He'd have been let go.
Right. You know,
he wouldn't have had to create none of this bullshit.
Check this out. This is what I was telling Professor about this whole ordeal. I'm glad that you said, well, even
yep.
Antonio Brown didn't know
yep.
about it, because a lot of people were saying, well, you know, you should have let your previous employer know, or your current employer know that this was going on, or if this was manifesting, or whatever the case
yep.
may be. I do agree with you that I don't even think he did know. Now, the problem with that is this, and this is where a lot of people cannot separate the two. And that's why I'm always being, oh, well, there you go again on the fence. The problem is this. Even with all of that being said, nobody cares. You understand? When it comes to us, nobody cares about that technicality. All they're going to do is use it against him anyway. And that's what pisses me the hell off. Because at the end of the day,
I don't see that. I can agree with you if it was criminal. But because it's not criminal, then no, it's not the same response. It's not the same lack of support from public opinion, because it's civil. So even women hate that shit. Women will look at other women and be like, bitch, I actually was raped. And Lil Rashid is doing 15 to 20
right.
up in Sing Sing.
Hey, I got to say this real quick. Can y'all hear me?
No, we can
yep.
hear you now, but that ticking was loud, man. I had to mute you. I apologize.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no, no. Let me stop you there, because I don't know what ticking you're talking about. I ain't typing on shit. I'm driving in the damn highway.
Okay,
check something
I
on that damn soundboard to stop muting my phone.
Okay, whatever.
I'll be trying to tell him, but you know what he's saying? He's going to overtalk him.
Whatever. All right, go ahead, Professor, because it ain't my soundboard. It's something on your end that's ticking, because when I mute you, the ticking stops. But I don't do that with you. So,
okay,
all
right. Like, I done hung my phone up, unplugged it, plugged it back in, cut it off, cut it back on. I don't know what it is.
I got
like Heavy D. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
I didn't say nothing to him about it, man. I know it ain't his fault, but I mean, but it's still there, regardless. But go ahead.
All right, I don't know what to say.
Well, y'all just let me know when y'all want that exclusive.
I'm waiting for him to say what he got to say. He said he had to say something.
No, that was all I wanted to say.
That's why I was like, I'm sitting here waiting.
I said what I had to say about Antonio Brown.
Right,
fine.
Just like I said what I had to say about Odell. He's like, okay, now go ahead. I'm done.
No, you.
Time's
you
talking
know,
about
you
Odell's
know.
Watch.
Thank
nah,
you.
Say no. What you say, Professor?
We time to talk about
Odell's
watch and Antonio Brown's
socks. Oh yeah,
we ready to talk about football.
Well, okay, but check this out.
And that's not directed to you. That's directed to the world and the media.
I got you.
That's not about
you.
That's about the media blowing this shit up. That's making people like you say, all right, we got to talk about this bullshit again, because nobody showed up about it. And I feel you. But the media needs to shut up about it and concentrate on football. How about the fact that, let's talk about bold predictions, the fact that I believe at least three backup quarterbacks that didn't start the year as starters will be in the playoffs as a starting quarterback. How about that? At least one backup quarterback in the Super Bowl. How about that? How about the fact that Trevor Siemian going to shit on the Browns on Monday night? How about that? I got a $350,000 watch bet on that. How about that?
Okay, well, you hold on to that. You hold on to that thought, and we're going to get back to that. I still got something to say I need to say about the Antonio Brown situation.
Of course.
At the end of the day,
My
problem is, again, for those who are listening, and I hate to always use race as a part of my statements, but I can't help the fact that it is a part of my statement, because I don't see white boys getting indicted or accused of rape or whatever on a regular like us. And I understand most of us.
Oh, well, you mean Antonio Brown, because you said Odell.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Antonio Brown.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
So at the end of the day, my thing is that, you know, this lady, and this is what, like I said, is pissing me off. When this lady put in her claim, the claim was like, what, for $75,000. So obviously, I don't know.
Wait, that's how much she claimed?
Yes. So it ain't like
she's
trying to be rich.
Wait. She's suing Antonio Brown.
She's suing him for
$75,000. It ain't like
she
could have
made a phone call for that.
Exactly. And that's, but this is why I say it once and I say it again. Before y'all go off, this is why I was saying. Now, what happens is, usually people that I know, or I mean, not that I know, but usually they try to go for the juggler. They try to go for millions of dollars. She's talking about 75 G's. So now it's more of a principle thing with her. And the first thing she said was, I allow all media, whether it be the NFL, whether it be the police department, or whether it be media or whatever, I am comfortable and I am ready to talk to whoever wants to speak to me about this situation.
Oh, okay. Wait, Gary. I got to interrupt.
Okay.
I get it. I figured it out.
What'd you figure out, man?
She wants stardom. She don't want money.
Is that what it is?
Yes. She wants her own reality
show. She's getting ready to do some R. Kelly shit and tell her story.
She wants her own book. She wants to be on the Wendy Williams couch while Wendy hands her a box of fucking Kleenex. Talk about some I see you, girl. This bitch wants to be on Barnes and Nobles and the other bookstores. I don't be reading like that. The number one seller. She wanna get a 60-minute special with Oprah. That's what she's going. She's not going for the financial jugular because she wants the platform.
Mm.
Got it. Now we figured it out. Cool. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more to unfold the story, but at the same time, you know, I say it once and I say it again. You know, we talked about this subject on different occasions on different people. You know, for the ladies out there who are listening, this is not about bashing y'all. This is not about just going after y'all.
Hell no, because if he did it, he need to burn in hell.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because like, guess what?
We know he didn't do it.
Okay.
Correct.
Hold on. Okay, but what I'm saying is a lot of people have no problem sitting there telling people that women lie when they say this. No, that's not what we're saying.
No, hell no. Over 90%
speak for yourself.
Okay.
Shit, that's what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay,
some of these bitches you lie.
Okay. Look, hold. So at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a lady listening to the show, just know that you disrespect the ones who actually have been raped when you do so. So don't think that if this lady has, if it comes out that she's telling a lie, you need to have the same passion, the same scrutinous attitude that you had towards Antonio Brown when you thought or if you think that he did it. So at the end of the day, before you start taking sides, find out everything first. That's all I'm saying.
And also, just to add on to that, any men that's listening, if you've been abused, if you've been accused, we support you too.
Absolutely. No, that's
we are not gender specific up in here. If you've been abused or falsely accused, we support you too.
Very well said. Last thing I want to say, Professor, before we move on to the games.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay.
If this was a story about a man being raped by a female athlete, this conversation would not have lasted this long.
Or if the last name was Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Steelers fans everywhere want to sweep that shit under the rug like child molestation from a dirty uncle. My
uncle named Robert.
Y'all terrible, man. Terrible.
Be honest.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong to be honest. But like I said, you just can't be so damn blinded in your damn fury. Now, like I said, some people just make judgments because they just that's who they are. And I get that. I get it. But at the same time, you know, attention to detail is very important, man, a lot of things, because it could sway either which way
it goes. I get it. I don't need you to apologize for my statement, shit.
I didn't apologize for you. I didn't apologize for you. I wasn't talking about you.
He is speaking on behalf of Locker Room Talk Radio. Your opinion is still your opinion. But he is speaking on behalf of the show.
There you go.
I got your back, player.
Well, I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Now I want to go back to what you were talking
about.
I got you. Going back to what you was talking about earlier, executive, you was talking about a bold prediction. What was your bold prediction again? Reiterate that one more time.
Oh, I got plenty of bold predictions. I say that three backup quarterbacks
will be starting quarterbacks
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Okay.
Three quarterbacks that did not open up week one as the starter will be starting quarterbacks in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I got another bold prediction.
And what's that? And after the bold prediction, can you please drop the exclusive? I did hear you say that earlier.
Hey, no problem. I said anytime you want it, be ready.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I got Minshew and Simeon winning their game.
I swear I thought you were just talking about Chinese food.
I thought I was going to talk about some cashew and some General Tso's.
Hey, man, what? I was about to say, who?
For those of you that don't know, Minshew is the rookie starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why we don't know him. He's in Jacksonville. Next.
Yeah, okay, you gonna know him at the Sunday.
I saw a couple of choice passes. I ain't seen enough to make that kind of prediction. Next.
Yeah, no problem. Put your money where your mouth is. M-O-U-F.
All right, man. Gary tried to ride with them Jaguars for about 5 years. Watch yourself, man. Watch yourself.
That's cool. But them 5 years was with motherfuckers named Bortle. I ain't that stupid.
Yeah. Shit. You got a point there, too.
Ain't enough tape for Minshew. So if he's going to win, this is the week to do it. Ain't enough tape on his ass.
Who they playing against?
That I don't even know. That's how bold my prediction is. That's how bold my prediction is. I don't even know who they play. I know it ain't the Giants or the Patriots, and I know it ain't Buffalo because that's who we play. Other than that, I don't know who they playing. Gang, come on.
Wait, you know what? We're going to the game later, but let me see. Why are you talking? Let me try to find that. Is that all the predictions you got, executive?
I also see a backup quarterback in the Super Bowl.
A backup quarterback.
So one of those three that make the playoffs, I think makes the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. And if I can get that exclusive from you, sir, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. Well, for those of you that don't know, I am currently in Texas.
Okay.
And I am visiting with a certain person, as I handle business here for the political debates. I'm visiting with a certain somebody that happens to be close to me, who also mm-hmm. happens to be close with the Dallas Cowboy organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
And there happens to be a deal on the table waiting for Mr. Prescott to sign, making him close to the $200 million man.
Damn.
Bullshit.
Damn. Locker Room Talk Radio, you heard that here first. But wait a minute. Go ahead, Q. I apologize. Did you finish? I mean, is there something else you want to add on to that?
Now, the difference is it's not the same yearly that you would expect from Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz. Because
he doesn't have as much money of it guaranteed.
And it's a 6-year contract, not a 5.
Okay. Okay. Still damn. But so, okay,
I got Prescott. Kind of got to take what you get. Shit.
So it's on the table right now, and I am told two things. One, Dak has not yet signed, and his camp is contemplating waiting until after Sunday's performance, hoping that the numbers will increase on the contract. However, on the Dallas side of it, Jerry Jones allegedly plans on pulling the offer by Saturday if not signed.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. That's going to
so
be really
right now, it's a chess match.
Get like a motherfucker. Yo, you know what? That sounds like not the same as Zeke's deal, but just like me and Professor was talking, he said Zeke was like, yeah, whatever, you better pay me my money. But in this case, I don't know, man. I don't think Dak has the same leverage as Ezekiel Elliott.
He does not have that kind of leverage because the offense does not run through Dak Prescott. Now, damn it, shit.
Mm.
Wow. That's just all it is to it. The offense don't run through you.
Wow.
Walking around here beating on your damn chest. You a second-tier quarterback at that.
I don't give a shit.
Wow. Wow. Exactly.
Your quarterback is not the guy that's going to put your team on his back and carry it. That's not who Dak Prescott is. That's not who he is.
Wow. So
I got something I want to say about a completely different story.
Go ahead.
Last week, I wanted to talk about it. We didn't get to it. We had a whole bunch of other information that came out of the light, and we ended up talking about that shit. I understand. But this week, damn it, I'm going to say it. Would somebody please tell Jemele Hill to sit her ass down? Now, if you don't understand the way that Division I NCAA college football works, I'm going to need you to shut what it's called.
Okay, Professor, real quick. I'm going to give you the opportunity. This is what I want you to do. Either you can touch on it a little bit now because it's 7:42, or you can wait till Monday, and I'll give a whole segment for you to talk about that. So you want to rush
in? I don't need a whole segment. This ain't even going to take long.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Jemele Hill wants Black NCAA football players or potential NCAA football players coming out of high school to choose HBCUs over major Division I colleges because of the money. The problem with Jemele Hill's thought process is this. Athletes don't bring money to a program. They don't. I know that's hard for you to accept, hard to believe. It's not the athletes. It is the programs themselves that generate that money. If you are a fan, if you were a fan of Jalen Hurts at Alabama, and you loved Alabama football, and you loved Jalen Hurts, when Jalen Hurts transferred to Oklahoma, did you change all of this shit in your basement from Alabama to Oklahoma? No.
Mm-mm.
You know why? Because you support
mm-hmm.
the program over the player. That's
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm.
Programs bring in money, not players. Ain't nobody looking at no high school football player and saying, ooh, I'm going to give that school $20 million if he goes there. That's not how that fucking, that's not how the shit works. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't work like that.
Right.
You're not going to tell me that for all of you parents out there that might be listening, you're going to tell your kid to go to Bethune-Cookman over USC? I'll wait for you to lie to my face. I'll wait for you to lie to my face. In other news,
there's a couple people down the street from Gary ready to lie to your face.
In other news, a court in California
ruled
that it is okay for college athletes to make money off of their likeness. That eliminates HBCUs completely from contention. My man John tries to tell me, John used to be on the show, Big John Smith, my man, 50 grand.
This
first stand up. He tells me the tide is changing. I said, yeah, right. Because a kid at Howard University is going to get more media attention than a kid at Florida State. Right, John. Right, sure. Sure he is. No, he is not. If I take you to the athletic facilities of Hampton University and then take you to the athletic facilities at the University of Miami, you will shit bricks. Because you'll swear by them. Oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I've talked to guys that played football at Hampton University. It was like, man, we had some real nice athletic facilities. That's because your ass ain't never been nowhere else. It's kind of like the kid that grows up in the projects and eats ramen noodles and pork chop sandwiches for dinner every night. He thinks his mama can cook.
Damn.
He really thinks his mama know how to cook.
Right.
Your mama couldn't cook if her life depended on it.
That's funny. That's
well, at least she fries her fish indoors.
Shit.
Well, you know,
I'm not getting into it either, man.
That's why you heard me go move on, right? Like, because I'm not about to sit there and tell you what you're about to do.
at least the secret ingredient in her fried chicken ain't rain. y'all want this rainfall chicken?
But I will tell you this, Professor. At the end of the day, we're about to Mel Hill. You know, a lot of people were saying that, well, yeah, you know, they don't get the money for the programs, but sometimes some people may just have a change of heart, and it's okay to change your mind or even change your perspective on certain things. Okay,
that's fine, because that's what she did with her Michigan
right.
State graduate ass. Michigan
right,
State ain't no HBCU.
Right, right. So that's what I was saying, you know, but at the same time, you know, you can't expect people just to drop their dreams and stuff like that or shift their path. You know what I mean? Because you think they should go to HBCU school now, but just like Professor said, if somebody's giving me a full ride or giving me a better opportunity for playing time, yeah, I want to, you know, put my city on the map or the historical black college on the map, but exactly what are you giving me that this school, I mean, you know, can you beat what this school
not
is
a,
giving
me? Not a damn
and that's
thing.
The problem. And that's the problem.
You know what I mean?
So,
and they
mean?
Don't want to, HBCUs typically don't like to invest money in the program. A few years ago, I think it was 2011, if I'm not mistaken. Remember the entire football team at Grambling University quit because of mistreatment?
Yep.
They went on strike.
Yep.
At an HBCU. Stop digging up HBCUs like they are the best athletic facilities or places to go to for black athletes. They are fucking not. Now, granted, black athletes going to HBCUs may work out well for the HBCU, not necessarily so much for the athlete.
I got
and
you.
He only planned on being there for 4 years. What's
right.
going to happen to him after the 4 years is up? Man, miss me with the bullshit. Janelle Leo, Michigan State graduate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get into these games, man. Week 2 of the National Football League season. It is 7:48 p.m. We got 12 minutes left. The show's over. So we're going to go ahead and get into these games. And first game is going to be the Cardinals and the Ravens. I am picking the Baltimore Ravens executive. Who are you picking?
Oh, don't ask me that. I think Baltimore all the way. I think division champs, all that. You already know.
You
already know.
Professor, Cardinals and Ravens, who you going with?
This might shock you. But I'm
yeah,
taking
it'll shock me
good
if
old
a 30-point blowout.
Yeah,
damn right.
Yeah,
ain't nobody shocked over here.
Division game, man. Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. Executive, who you going with?
I hope Dallas beats.
Ain't that much hope in the damn world.
I hope Dallas beats the
ain't that much hope in the damn
world. Off of Washington. That way
that'll happen.
That way they paid Dak $227 million, and then right after he signed, the Cowboys go from 2-0 to 2-8.
No, the more likely scenario is that right after he signs that contract, he ends up hurt.
Mm.
Like the majority of NFL athletes.
But wait, if they sign a big money deal, they get hurt. But wait, though. If he gets hurt, isn't that the same thing as them going 2-8? Because who the hell is the backup?
It might not necessarily be so, no matter who their backup is.
Before you finish that, go look at their schedule, then come back.
I don't agree with that.
If they lose that, I don't give a damn who's running the ball. Because Kellen Moore's beautiful play calling is based on a quarterback throwing the ball. It's not his beautiful play calling is not based on it running 80% through Zeke, which is what would happen the second a backup gets in. Plain and simple.
Gotcha. So move to finish these games, man. Dallas or Redskins executive, who you picking?
I just said Dallas.
Oh, you take going down? Okay, well, I just want to make sure.
Ain't no problem. Dallas.
Who you going? Dallas.
Dallas.
Go with Dallas. Excuse me. I'm going with Dallas as well. Next game, Titans-Colts. I'm going with the Titans. I'm going with Tennessee. Professor, who you going with, Colts or Titans?
Colts.
Going with the Colts. Going with Indy. Executive, who you going with, man, Colts or Titans?
Based on the injury report from Tennessee, I'm going with Tennessee because I don't see anybody significant on that injury report this week.
Okay.
And if everybody's healthy, Titans got the edge.
So you're going with Tennessee. Gotcha.
Yep.
Next game, Seahawks-Steelers. I am going with the Seattle Seahawks. Professor X Factor, Seahawks-Steelers. Who you going with?
Seattle.
Go with Seattle. Executive, who you going with, Seattle or Steelers?
Jadeveon gonna be clowning Big Ben.
Next game, baby.
Take that ass.
Buffalo Bills.
Steel curtain gonna look like soft fabric.
Crazy. You know I'm going with my Giants, man. Bills Giants executive. Of course, I already know I'm putting you down, Professor. Who you going with, man? Bills Giants.
Buffalo.
Going with Buffalo. Gotcha.
Yeah,
next game.
You and your typewriter.
You sound like a typewriter.
Motherfucker. Gonna sit here and give a whole 3-minute speech about what he done plugged in and unplugged. And he don't know what we talk about. All right, motherfucker, keep playing. Only Buffalo, you better be rooting for Sunday.
I don't hear shit over here. So
we know you don't, because the typewriter too loud.
Next game, gentlemen, 49ers Bengals. Who you going with, Professor? 49ers Bengals.
The Bengals.
Going with Cincinnati. I'm going with the 49ers. Executive, who you going with, man? 49ers Bengals.
Garoppolo.
I don't know why the fuck it is so hard for y'all to break up with Jimmy Garoppolo and y'all
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm going for San Francisco because of that defense. I ain't going with San Francisco because of Jimmy. Matter of fact, I prefer Nick Mullins to go in there.
They're going to keep Jimmy Garoppolo in there.
They're going to keep Jimmy Garoppolo in there. They're paying him too much money, whether you like it or not. Jimmy Garoppolo is bad enough to lose a game for the 49ers.
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah,
no matter how good the defense is,
I got you.
Look,
that's why.
Right now, I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, his soft little patriotic behind is gonna get hit a couple times, and he's gonna be injured by third quarter. And Nick Mullins gonna come in there and shut shit down.
Next game, gentlemen, Chargers Lions. I'm going with the LA Chargers. Executive, who you going with, man? Chargers Lions.
Give me Motor City.
Go with Detroit. Professor, who you going with, man? Chargers, Lions?
Chargers.
Going with the Chargers. Going with L.A. Chargers. Next game, gentlemen, Vikings, Packers, division game. Actually, I'm going with Minnesota in this game. Executive, who you picking?
Who's the team?
Vikings, Packers.
Packers. Kirk Cousins can't go up against no team with no defense. And if the Packers actually got a defense, it's a wrap.
Professor, who you picking, man? Vikings, Packers?
Green Bay.
Going with Green Bay. I'll be the lone wolf on that one. Next game, gentlemen.
No, whoa. What? I just thought about something. Give me Minnesota.
Go ahead.
No. 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 Give me Minnesota. No.
Oh, no. Come back home, baby. Come
no,
back
no,
home.
No, 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 no. No. Give me Minnesota. Fuck that. Give me Minnesota.
Okay. He's stupid. Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston, Texas. That's who they play, man. They play in the Texas. So I'm going to go ahead
Wait.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still taking Green Bay. I just wanted to emphasize that. Go ahead.
Man, you stupid as hell. Jacksonville, Texas,
yep.
Man. Who you picking, executive? Jacksonville, Texas.
Oh, wait. That's the team they're playing? Shit.
Yep.
Exactly. Damn.
Exactly.
Damn, Gina. Damn. You know what? Bold prediction. Damn it, give me Jacksonville. I'm still going with Jacksonville.
You go with Jacksonville.
I'm still going with Jacksonville.
Go with Houston, man. As well as I. Next game, Patriots, Dolphins. Okay. I'm going to pick them in the damn way because at the end of the day, I'm going to be in this school. I'm going to pick them in the way. Professor, who are you going? I don't know why the hell I'm asking you. I'm going to put them on the table. Executive. Who are you?
Yo, boy.
I already put it down for the book. Who you picking?
Yo, they playing a high school team. It's disrespectful.
Yo, that's terrible, man. That's terrible.
That's so rude. Yo, give me the clam. Give me the clam chowder, son.
I got you.
The Patriots backups could beat the Dolphins.
Damn good. Next game, gentlemen, Chiefs Raiders. I actually think it's going to be a good one, man, but I'm still picking Kansas City.
Damn right it's going to be a good one.
Yep. Professor, who you picking? Raiders, Chiefs?
I'm actually going to take Oakland.
Ooh, going with Oakland. Executive, who you picking? Chiefs Raiders.
Because of the injuries to the safeties and the cornerbacks on Oakland. With all of those weapons in Kansas City, I'm going with Oakland. That's a little
crazy.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, I hear you. Saints Rams, next game, gentlemen. This one.
Wait, who did you choose?
So I picked Kansas City. I said Kansas City.
You said that real low.
No, I said it at the beginning before I asked Professor.
We don't listen to you in the beginning. I apologize.
Oh, really? That's how you do.
I apologize.
Saints Rams. I'm actually going to pick the Rams in this one. I'm going L.A. Rams.
Bruh, you ain't no way you pick the Rams. No matter what the Saints do this week, they are getting every call. Every call. Let me explain something to you. The Saints about to win by default. No matter what the fuck happens in this game, the Saints are winning. Period.
Got
it. I'm taking New Orleans.
Okay, you picking it now.
It ain't even gonna be fair.
Who are you picking, man?
The Rams.
Going with
is
LA
it in
Rams.
New Orleans?
It is at LA.
Oh, good. What I get better different.
They're playing outside.
Yeah, give me the Rams. Never mind.
Switch
me back. Give me the Rams. I thought it was in New Orleans. Give me the Rams.
Teams don't do well outdoors.
Give me the Rams.
Nah, Chicago Bears, Denver Broncos. I'm going with Chi-Town. Executive, who you picking?
Denver just lost to Oakland.
I got so, you. I already wrote it down. I got you.
Yeah, son. I'm taking Dub there.
I got you. So who you taking? Dad's part.
I mean, that game really could go either way. Because Chicago.
It could, but.
Hawks don't look like they can score against a little league. And Denver's offense is led by Joe Flacco. So, I mean,
yeah. Well, okay. Just to help you pick that.
Versus pass. I mean, where are they playing at?
Denver.
Oh yeah, give me the Broncos. Mile high, harder to breathe.
Okay, all right. Harder home with Denver. Next three games. This is the battle of the birds. Eagles, Falcons. I am picking the Eagles. Going with Philadelphia. Professor X Factor, who are you picking? Eagles, Falcons.
Philly.
Go
Philly.
Philly. Executive, who you picking? Philly. Atlanta.
Where are they playing?
In Atlanta.
Then I'm going with Atlanta.
You're going with ATL.
Look. I didn't talk during your little selection about your little funky ass mile high. leave my dirty bird dome alone.
Next game.
Dang, the Falcons ain't gonna do nothing but play extra noise over the speakers.
You crazy as hell. Next game, man.
And that's gonna be hard for Deshaun Jackson to hear the play call.
I hear you. Browns Jets, Monday night. I am picking three in this game. Professor X Factor, who you picking? Browns Jets.
I'm taking Cleveland as well. Baker Mayfield did. Look happy after that.
Yeah, I think they bounce back. Executive, who are you taking? Browns, Jets.
Jets. Gangrene.
Go with it, YJ. And tonight's game, even though we are offline right now, but we know we got to keep it moving, but we can't be, not going to be on here long. God damn it. Damn it to hell. Tonight's game at 8:20, man. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers. You know what? I am going with Cam. Oh, Cam. Executive, who you going with? Buccaneers, Panthers.
Now, where is it at?
In North Carolina. Take your shirt off.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead and give me the give me the Panthers.
Who you going with, Professor? Tampa Bay.
Who is Carolina. Tampa Bay? Who is Tampa Bay's head coach?
Bruce Arians. I know that's the only thing that made me pause. It was the only thing that made me pause, but I was like, nope, they're home. I still can't give it to them. It was the only thing
Bruce
that made
Arians,
me pause.
Bruce Arians ain't been there long enough to implement what he wants to implement. Give
exactly.
Me Carolina.
Go with Carolina. Guys, gentlemen, that is week two of the NFL season. And all that good stuff. And make sure, for those who are still listening, make sure you tune in next Monday when we will reveal the games and all that good stuff and all that great stuff. And I want to thank my brother, Professor X Factor. I want to thank my other brother, Executive Chef Drew Drakeford. And this is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, a.k.a. Silver Lining, because that's what Professor called me. Always talking about finding silver lining in every damn thing. So I got to put that in there now, too. Signing off.
And I'm going to buy him a pair of shoes and make him step in some dog shit. And some, hey, look on the bright side.
You're stupid. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Talk to you on Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. This is Daddy Dog.